Meanwhile, the Dutch embassy in Yemen remains closed due to security concerns, following a similar move by other European countries. A number of European countries, including France, Britain, Germany, and Norway, have decided to close their embassies in the capital Sana'a earlier this week. Mohammed Sawali is first lieutenant of Yemeni army, whose brigade are carrying out advanced security checks on cars passing a roadblock near the embassy.
We have been on full alert for 10 days due to Al-Qaeda threats, following the closure of some embassies. We will confront and defeat them, God willing.
Earlier this week, 19 U.S. diplomatic outposts in 16 countries in the Middle East and Africa were closed to the public, and non-essential personnel were evacuated from the U.S. embassy in Yemen. This move comes after U.S. intelligence officials said they had intercepted a recent message from Al-Qaeda's top leadership about plans for a major attack. Yemeni officials say the militants from the group's Yemeni branch, known as Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, are said to be plotting to use long-range missiles to target embassies and diplomats' residences or try to take foreigners as hostages. Since July 27th, drone attacks have killed 34 suspected militants based on information provided by Yemeni security officials.